From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. With mounting budget problems and regional offices shutting down, some say the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights is dying a slow death. The agency plans to close bureaus in Denver, Colorado, and Kansas City, Kansas. On top of that, there's word of excessive political bickering among commission members. One longtime conservative commissioner quit in March, complaining that the agency is financially irresponsible and uses its budget to promote partisan agendas. The U.S. Civil Rights Commission was created in 1957 to help stamp out racial discrimination, but do current conditions signal the group has lost some of its mission? Joining us now, Gerald Reynolds, chairman of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Mr. Reynolds, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
We should note that you join us via phone from Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm curious, you heard what we just suggested there. There has been, quite frankly, over the last year and a half, a lot of criticism lodged at the organization. I would suspect you would say unjustly so.
No. In fact, I would argue that the criticism has, I mean, it's been going on now for well over a decade. We've had many problems at the commission, and these problems that we have inherited have been festering for well over a decade. Has there been partisan wrangling at the commission over the last decade? The answer is yes. However, since December 6th, that's when I came on board and some other commissioners were appointed, we have not had those type of problems. In fact, longtime staffers who've been with the commission, in some cases well over 30 years, have been amazed at how well the commissioners have gotten along. And I must say that one of the things that that I'm most proud of is the fact that we have learned how to manage our disagreements in a very mature and non-divisive way.
Yet, Mr. Reynolds, there will be some who will suggest that the reason that the new commissioners are getting along is that they all, in lockstep, have the same kind of agenda, if you will accept the label, a more conservative bent.
Well, that's not true. I mean, if we just look at the interactions between the Republican commissioners and the Democratic commissioners, in some cases we don't share first principles, and we have a different outlook on how we view civil rights. But despite those fundamental differences, we have managed to work through our disagreements and reach agreement. And if we're just looking at Republicans, well, you can put a label on us, but I got to tell you, amongst the Republican commissioners, there is a wide range of views. On one level, I wish you were right. I wish that there were more unanimity amongst the Republicans. It would make my job a lot easier.
And what of those who say that the commission has become, A, too political, two, has quite frankly abused its responsibility and moved toward a more mouthpiece for this administration, that the monies have not been spent in a judicious way? And Russell Rettenbaugh, who had been on the commission for years and has been labeled as a conservative, suggests that the commission should simply close.
Okay, well, you've thrown a lot of issues on the table. Well, as far as the there's been a conversation on the right and the left whether the commission has outlived its usefulness. My position is that that's not true. While I think that the commission needs to update its mission to deal with 21st century problems, that's not to say that there still aren't problems. As far as the mismanagement's concerned, we've been on board since December. Has mismanagement occurred? Yes. The GAO has detailed the managerial and operational problems at the commission, and these reports have been issued over the past decade. It took us well over a decade to get to this point in terms of the problems that we have, and it's going to require a little time. We're going to need a little time in order to straighten out these problems. But many of the recommendations made by the GAO, we have already implemented. We're in the process of getting our financial house in order. But again, we've been on board since December. I think that this conversation needs to be revisited a year from now after we've had a little bit of time to implement reforms.
That being said, what would you like to see? What should be the first issue tackled and touted by this commission?
Well, I think that you know, if my vote were the deciding vote, it would be a fundamental issue. It's a fundamental question. You know, what should civil rights be about in the 21st century? Are the methods that we use now, are the methods that are in place now, are they sufficient to deal with the problems that we see in our communities? And I think that the answer is no. It's the methods that we use now are not dealing in an adequate fashion with crime, with education, also with certain cultural issues that affect outcomes like family structure. So what if it were up to me and my vote were the deciding vote, we would just have a fundamental conversation, a conversation about the fundamentals. What should civil rights be about in the 21st century? And after that question is answered, create an organization to help us meet those goals.
All right. Gerald Reynolds, chairman of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now on the line from Washington is former chair Mary Frances Berry. Berry ended her 24-year tenure with the commission in December of 2004 and now teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. She is also a regular roundtable participant on this program. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
I was very interested in Mr. Reynolds' comments because the Civil Rights Commission, as I have understood it, knowing its history and been on it all those years through one president after another, is supposed to watchdog and monitor federal agencies to make sure they enforce the civil rights laws that are already on the books and investigate complaints that people have about how they're being enforced and, in addition, hold hearings when there are things that need to be investigated and, after that, then ruminate about what it thinks ought to be done about future laws. So I don't mind if the Civil Rights Commission finally gets around to having a discussion about what they think the face of civil rights should be in the century, but I do hope that they will get to their real job, which is to monitor and watchdog the laws that are already on the books that people are concerned about. I also, Ed, just wanted to say that my major concern is that for 12 years I was chair of the Civil Rights Commission and the budget was never increased after I became chair because the Republicans took over the Congress. And while many Republicans are good people and some of them are my best friends on civil rights, the ones who were in control didn't support the watchdogging we were doing. So they decided not to increase the budget. So the commission had no budget increase in 12 years, yet in 12 years we balanced the budget every year, never closed a regional office, kept on doing the work. Some people may remember the major study we did on Florida and disenfranchisement mm-hmm. in 2000 and how that led to the Help America Vote Act, which didn't solve all the problems. We kept monitoring, and now the problems are, I think, going to get solved. The New York police report after the Amadou Diallo murder, in which we came up with recommendations that the police department complained about how to improve relations with the community, but went ahead and implemented them. So I am a little puzzled why the commission has the same budget that it had when we were there all those years, and if we were still there, we still wouldn't be closing regional offices or whatever. It reminds me of back when Reagan's commission took over, and they immediately started firing people and closing offices, and then the next thing they did was to hire a bunch of new people and then move on with their agenda. So I'm a little puzzled.
Mary, do you believe that this is, with a wink and a nod, a push, political push by the Bush administration? Or do you believe that this is just the times that we live in now that don't see these issues as a paramount import?
Well, that may be the case, and the proof of the pudding will be when they start to do some substantive work and come out and say something about enforcement, or when we go back and review and see that they haven't a watchdog. But I think on the budget management side, the GAO has been doing reports on the Civil Rights Commission since the Reagan administration, when Clarence Pendleton, who some of you may remember, was the chair, in which the GAO found mismanagement issues and problems over and over again at the commission, most of which were solved, although Mr. Pendleton said he was going to get on with the work. But we took the management issue seriously when I was there, and we tried to move on them. We were constrained by how much money we had, but we were certainly not willing to give up the work of the commission, and we were able to juggle things. I think that we have to wait to see what Mr. Reynolds and his crew actually do, but Russell Redenbaugh, who is a staunch conservative, leaving after dealing with them for a little while. I mean, if they were not doing the right thing from what he was seeing, then I'm a little bit worried about that, too.
Mary, with only a minute left, can we ever look at this commission and assume that it will ever be free to move without excessive, and I underline that word, political rancor?
Well, the commission deals with sex, age, disability, national origin, discrimination. We did a great report on Indian health that got an award, for example. But race is the issue that most defines what it does. And I think until we settle the contentious issues of race and move on, there are going to be people wanting to move the ball in one direction or the other and not simply focusing on, let's enforce the laws that are there, let's make some recommendations, but let's do our job. So until we solve the race problem in America, I think there will be some contention unless presidents appoint people who are willing to sit down and reason together, which happened in the early days of the commission and when I first got on, and to argue with each other but come up with, we've got to do something within the laws that exist.
All right, Mary Frances Berry, former chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, now a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania and a regular on this program. Thank you very much for joining us.
All right, Ed. Thank you.